So you're going to take it if we go up there? He says, you put this trap on, here's a tree right here, and you set your trap right there by the roots or in that area anyway. And when you're going to leave both traps like this one up here and that one, you put cut down trees, I mean not trees, the limbs of trees, and just cover it all around. So whether it's stormy or not, it stays there.
Tara una una metik laga hoteli una tara piyakut lai pek tok umak ngana ku luk tok tara piyakut lai pek tok tara metik laga hoteli tamna nat mau hoteli inyo menyugai tamna luga pasu munni nalu nikka gawa alaksaya munni nalu maga.
He says this trap is much, much more better than this even. It's stronger and it doesn't...
Una uvunga uvunga tutil lautan rechon. Una gopara tara na gopata umuruk.
He says this is a firm trap and this one is easy to, you know, what you call it, break down or whatever. Nagregutalik is the name of this.
Nagregutalik, yeah.
Maybe you can even add that on when we're out there. He says we can go over to the school and ask one of the teachers. He's got one over there for display. This they take with them at all times when they're going up to.
Putuk lagu aklonau ramik tak neterona pekak merah teram lupa mik. Tak nampak tera kaki ramik le kami suput mengiklo ayau pira mengiklo pekak kami mana nak tidak tak tak baca kahariya. Tak nasi nut karya ramik kami tera imroti lulu. Unak si amin neglisigira ako patkutora ako ni nakiktoreyo tigin man. Lula kami nga si, tala pukuta kaya silgit lo. Tala taong na tala sukot na pengat patkut.
He said this one is real useful. It's shaped something like this and it's curvy like a bow, almost like a bow, but not as steep. This thing you keep the mosquitoes away. Hitting them like this and using it as a fan, using it as a drinking cup, or and then when you're staying overnight along the way, you can use it as a dish. So there's three ways to use that. And there's a hole drilled right here and a loop of rope.
Is that out of wood?
Yeah, this is made out of wood. He says we can ask one of the teachers and get to see the one he made over there at the school.
Kakirao payak tak nasa kakak tak tayman.
so they take this at all times when they're leaving for out there.
It's July 21st, 1983, and Joe Sun is talking about hunting techniques.
Tepcho pop moni ami tamat kuninga ip na yik shuni kamun na lekut ukak tulam na tuma shuliwa ilikcho makam nik liwanga tusa makam nik taimani tamara taimani ingilan marzuminga shatkumik pilaksh nirinngarmik tepcho qotigirariye qarrupanik shat ko qarnep luit ipner nya qamin qarrupanik tamarra shule nigachyaq tornerariya kip nayul allaq taqbaycha qaqaqtun makip nay marra pakmonne tumichora qaqaqtut alubwing miknun atqare atqarsaq pinik alubwing wa ona Tama ngano namin imik tasama kanusarim niya makiigaktak kung makiksangon ritsak tat nasaktara ipne chalugugat tat nasimunubat kakani alugak nasat ipne kukak tutigil ang lamat
eh, bumiksaw lamat okay, when they're hunting sheep long time ago they use bow and arrows to hunt them and there are some places too going down the mountainside and there's this not real clear water that the sheep go down to and lick from the ground. It seeps out from the ground, he said. So they use snares to hunt the sheep too, long ago. Yeah.
Tak nak cuma tera Allah tak baik cengit ni napit lubi lubi lagi ke tak panai si pe amasi tera kalau panik tak napit lubi tera tau tu teri lapa hoting ibnai makau pe lagi ke tak pilih lapa tu tera tau tu te kami ingin mik tera tema pisah nak minyak jamun pilih kat tu inyuk sulah rumun ni tu sah rumingun ni Sule pupulan ngit nyamin, inyuk nailik lagu pinyikit nyamin, inyuk suktak tekatak toon ni, orla katak lecun makip ni, pinyak to ni. Takko, nunangat taman na, iyakak kip nakot maka, katagalaw kakpagit yating, te minyuk suk migun ni, tusarumin, tupisalaw tigit lecat, tak nasinisut naklo.
You can make noise when you're approaching a sheep just as long as it don't see you. But when they sense that there's a person coming toward them, they can really hide real fast somewhere. He said the reason why they stood still is because the rock slides down all the time if they try to escape. So if they just only hear a noise without seeing the person, they just stay there. But if they saw a person, their eyes, they can run away real fast. Or if they smell a person. So you have to really watch preventing from them to see you.
tamara ipna nya lakta ni doktora shure ipna ipna nya ta ipna tamani nunanga ne namin takship man ipna ka ro rob tuma ta ro chek sok lu ne ka ne sa mo pak ma kle ne ne ro na ga lak tu der gori ip nagona ik ner me kom me rakta me to tu kame tar shik me ro to tu kame der gori shi lan rakh shit tariga shi la ta na shu ro ko ti ga ya
and when they have open fires in the evening they try to have something hanging up behind the fire so that the sheep won't see it from up from the mountains, because if they do, the sheep lets the weather get real bad. That's an old saying, I guess, from a long time ago. So when they have open fires in the evening, they put, what would you call it? Anyway, put something up so that the sheep won't see the fire from the mountains above.
Der Tagna hilal ip de khale ko ko tigilal gitse o posole ip nar nyar ta telet ko sat e panik lutema pak matun ke ko na hala atun ke ko la ko ta me pak ma e panik lutema te jo ko tigira ge ip nar nyar ta angigra ho tingo wane akome pe ame kamang ni ko lu ko tu ko ni mat ta lu pe xe ame kam bi lak te pe ka me ke lu ra mu ta na ta na ta ke ti ge ra um ni ki i lu tu un na po tu ko me un na ju ko ra mu un na pe ta na che ni ki ge ki ya ra ne ga kam bi ya ra tu te la me ke ju un
na kam bi ki ge chi lak lu ko
ta ra me kam bi lak te pe ko ne pe ame ta no potu wok potu potu wok no bu ngo pen u mali ngo gor pe akon ngo ta ni jok tot ki ki la ra
e oni sigam ne
e sigam ne ta ran ta ro wok ta ra chuli ta na ta na se ran ri pan te kyo po me ne ta tu ka lo ka ti ngo ne ta ma ngo ra ta ne ta
and he said there's an old saying After you got through hunting in the daytime, when you're resting for the evening, take your mukluks off and your socks and cut a little wood piece about that long. What is it, a 2 inch?
Yeah, 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, and put it between your toe and the next toe. Because if you don't, he said the sheep will just run away if you don't have that stick between your toe and your even if they don't see you camping down below they'll just run away if you don't have that stick but that's an old long time ago they don't usually do that now he said
Rauva, Rauva, Kanohotin, Tat Nasega, Tasishat, Okato Tigil Lassen Yogalaga, Tara, Ingilak Nishapang, Walak Togla.
And Akuruk Tara, Tusharak Shagarat. He's going to tell the reason why you do this with a little stick
between your toes. Tem Yogok, Kayakta, Winyakta, Tem Mumani, Nunami, Kabraksha, Nahone Pami. Tak kau mip ne ip ne nunangat nun ilip jenis nulagat algecak nulag mario kenyok tekecak ya nulag beli amigok tekuat tarungan nulag bisa mikit nama ni mat rok tekap tu nitam in exame ichunga akener in yugle in yuchalakte lugu in exagandik tesunga paknarakto tarig lalle rakto rokta kakumi ubata narak dat kaunge nagi mutikit nyamita nakatal gichok in yug tikin nyega
lukoti ilanikubko this person that was in the stories a long time ago, Kayakda, Nyakda, because he's been all around the places, almost everywhere, that guy that started from Selwick area. So he went out to the sheep country.
That one.
Anyway, when he's making a shelter for the evening, for the night, when he's making his shelter, he puts another place for another person, because he knows he'll have a visitor each time he settled down for the night. So he did the same thing that evening.
Hongi lip lunin nur lagatal gitcha inyok tikil git lugu anakaksira gaksirum na nerto hotik te chala ken uvasi una kayakta kunyakta kamigliakta hone na nerto tok putuk kodi yok tab ne laksakti ningura aksiya tatne itcha itnya sirigaso tok ilicore amin that no was he put up could it on the exacting lap blue that no lock on me take some and I picked all lock on me to nail your peg actually I may take a periga put up could know what I'm the shoot runny is exacted no I take some that not money Kiga, terendiri syukurit perhasil gitu dah. Tak nasi terapi rohon, tak pungin juga itu, tak pung memeluk tak tahu sebelum. Terakhir net temat kau mani, netututututu it kalau tak terasunawin juga itu terendiri lagi it lasi syukurit pirat.
Tab rumah terdekat nak
putuskan di eksip unit kem maktab terdekat nak lugu tetap nak kiri kiriak lugu cerlah kami kiriak kami pelak nasi.
And all of a sudden a person came into his shelter. He had his open fire there in the middle. He got his mukluks off, his boots off. And was sitting by the fire. And while he was sitting there, this kayakdaw start moving his toe, you know, like this wiggling it. When he noticed that person across from him was restless, scared or something, I think he was looking at his toe moving. And that person asked, "How come your toe is moving like that?" And this guy tell him that it's moving because it wants to eat you. And all of a sudden that person just run out, climb to the mountains and just go way up there somewhere. So that was a sheep. The sheep would be around in lowlands like our caribou, but then this person scared him away so much he went up to the mountains, and that's where sheep lives right now. So that's why you have that stick between your toe and your second toe. And as he was escaping up towards the mountain, that this person could hear the guy said, "Hold your toe, you know." It was going on. in Khayakdar, and Yakdar said, yeah, I'm holding it, but it's trying to run away, get you. So he climbed more higher. So that's the reason why they have that little stick between their toes. Otherwise, if he didn't scare that sheep away, they'd be around us too, like the caribou. But he scared it away with its toe, his toe. Okay, instead of saying they go sheep hunting, they say this one a long time ago. And they don't directly say sheep to a sheep, they say kakuktok. That's it for the sheep, no, for the caribou. He said it's almost the same thing, you hunt them with bow and arrows a long time ago. And then you can snare them also because they have pathways, you know. There's a caribou trail somewhere out there. They snare them too. and he said they're much easier to snare than the sheep, the caribou are. Much easier.
So later, our army that came after, that came, our army, our army, can go and near by check a hunting. Linyut that not a ramen that you come in, that not change your dog to get him in. Your nation mark after to get him. Can go and near that, can you not that not, not move near your shark it loot. Number ten, Marcy. Shabiki put Lutatna, Donani, Narva Penny, to look tail it, you would in your chalk to look tail it, you could take over Nunami. Tatna Kapak ship, look at Donani.
Ah,
Tatna Liver to Tut or Rami Pinya Nikamit.
They also hunt them in the lakes, you know. There'd be people around in that area, and one or two persons in the lake in their kayaks, tie up the knife to a piece of long wood, I guess it, just spear them there in the lake. They call it kanralan nakdot when they're killing caribou in the water. Kanralan nakdot, see. What you call it when they're killing caribou in the lake without letting them go on the ground, just trying to keep them in water and spear them with that knife.
I'm a Ramani name, a Rapakma on me. Go me, I can't talk in your Takola Sami, can't relate, never yet. I'm a Ramani name, that necessity. In your Pilakami, Kajamitara Yaklakluta, Shavira, Shavira, Kapla, Nikamata, Mani, Nikumi, Maluman.
Even here in our rivers, like right here, when you spot a caribou in the river, you call them Kanrala, which would be up to here. Kanrala, up to that A. And they, long time ago, they speared them too, or just
same thing.
Yeah, with your knife when it's in the water.
To let a mother dart na pinyera nikangitara. Or rock me over, pinya to Nelly come at the cock doctor to was it. Ukimi to Nelly come at Deb Joshua. Cottigira long nectar. To Limaka, Ip Nation and Ritlating, Ip Namaka. It nationally got Lanik Chatko, Tipit Legit, and Mako, Cottigigiva, Nigachalo, Carlo Pedlo. Was he Mako to Pinya katukai misulit at lakulit ito katigid lang nelgitik po mani marumani nunaktit niwa kubang min maka tatkak matutulikani upmong ukiatit mata apitsi raklo aputaw kaksikman tema tututilisimake amisigi kuplagak nikangit. Tämä se inreiran isunita, injukluvit, inreiramme jatkaktit luvit, napaktoi saamun ilmata, malik luvit, tätä napto, kakrupeak luvillo, tämä ipulimmiklu, savimmiklu, tätä kapip luvit, time up in your nickel.
Ah, there come more wax it, but up
there, more wax it, but up with talk of it, but the good little light it.
Yeah, this is what they do in the summertime for the caribou, the one you just wrote down. And in wintertime, caribou comes here to our area from out there and stay year-round. And when people notice there's going to be caribou around our area close by, they wait for a big snowfall before they hunt them. And after there's a snowfall, they go to those caribou. Maybe there'd be a bunch of people all together and start pushing them towards trees, like these spruce trees out here. And when the caribou get, because they're slow when they go deep into the snow, they don't run away as fast. So they use their spears, their knives to kill them in the wintertime. But they be sure and wait for a big snowfall before they hunt those caribou around our area. That's way before they have these rifles, I guess. That's the only way to hunt them.
There's a top go. More young one of the chucks of it. To Nasak town, Poo-re-rot it, Nagahige.
Poo-re-rot?
Hey, Poo-re-rot it, Nagahige.
This is what you call them when they're hunting them in the deep snow. When they hunt them long ago out in Nunatak area, there's not much snow as it is here in our area in Kuvak. So they make corral-like things up out there and push them in there. There'd be a lot of people driving those caribou into the corral, and that's how they kill them. Snaring them, put all kinds of snares. After they're all in the corral, there'd be an exit-like thing going out. And when the caribou is trying to escape, it'll just snare itself in there. Or they can use bow and arrows too, just shooting them inside the corral or their spears. That's how they do them out there where there's not much snow. That's what you call kangeraktuktut. Okay, they directly don't say caribou, they say this isigakpak. And they don't say, they went caribou hunting, but they say this one, this long word here at the bottom. Isigakpalakdot. It's the thing he almost forgot to say, mention, he said. This is what they do to caribou and sheep long time ago. Now he's going to talk about ground squirrel hunting.
There are six back to live what? Sik-sik pangnaak biksak amin, no tikit niya amin. Ami sik-sik pangnaak biksak siyak amin. Tayang matat na inyakasigot po ano pipyotik tako. Simulip lugo. Kaloksa mo nalat ka kami, ilisimakan na kasak amin, nipi amin. Alat ka kami yuk, latpani, kaloksa ka na. Matik surak menyuk sumik ibalik kata aksi rak tok tat pisani.
Tam ninyuk?
Inyuk tam na. Tasa mandakit kalakuk sak ta aksi lega sik mangata, sik sik pakak mangan, tari licho ke sao tigip lu.
Yeah, he said, when you're going ground squirrel hunting, of course you travel through a mountainous area. And when a person comes to a place where it's like this down below, like a, what would you call that? It's a bowl-like thing, but it's below the mountains anyway. When you come to a place like that, while you're still up on the mountains, you take your parkie off and go like this with your parkie. To see where the ground squirrel can make their first noise, or you know. Where the ground squirrels can make noises.
Tara argi mo mata gunaglan upo na kiresok kurak nikangit. Cape Charlie.
Eh?
Between a rock, Mona, Kanga, and Mona, Kedrek Shortoni, Shikshik Petamatka, one opinion me, Anishakshi Ami, Kazumuna, Apkosita, Tigger Pishungakani, Mona killed the Katahotig and the Katakshi Rakhton. That the Pichuna Kedrek shoot money.
Okay, he said when they're roasting siksik bucks for eating in an open fire, you try and put wooden under your roast, not above it. Well, first I should have mentioned that they trap these, they got some kind of traps right by the burrow, you know, the little hole. They don't use bow and arrows or anything like that. They only use some kind of traps to trap those squirrels. So when you're roasting your ground squirrel, try not to put wood above your roast, but under it. Because if you do, your ground squirrel will make a hole above your trap and just escape. There, but if you put your wood in under your roast, then you'll trap your squirrels. I wonder if you got me on that.
I think so.
So that's the reason why you have to put your fetch more wood under your ground squirrel roast. Because they roast their ground squirrels, putting wood through the meat. You know, and just stand them in the ground and just roasting them. So you put your wood in under the ground squirrel.
There are times now, cutting it up, she's back out, it's not like you can't.
Okay, you call ground squirrel hunting like this. Instead of directly saying they went ground squirrel hunting, they say this word instead. So niligorok it nakluorin siksikpak.
Eh, siksikpak asli so niligorok it naklu.
And this is what they call the ground squirrel. So niligorok.
Malgo gasi sik sik pak. Emma kiwalunik panerutaksonik naktici mata tau tua itu kita tak na isigang ikun malu malu kuko kelelap lu tak na naktin naktuk terau lelak tak na sik sik pun tak na si naktin tu ni naktin nganik tu ni tau ko gigiluik dibingak mak ni kurat mak terubuna Uwuna koklu dat kamunga Takna kaurakak tonak tu kamunga kabrumunga Ilyano takna tak likti taktuk lu Taman-taman nasi ok Tara taruna si syaksip liyani tara taknit man Syani liyara kit nakakiga Tara syan koka taknit luka na milka tinak man
The reason why they call the Siksik Paksoni Ligora is when you get your sikrik pak, you skin it and just gotta cut a slit about maybe 4 or 5 inches in the 4 inches maybe in the stomach, just enough to fit your hand in there, I guess, and pull all out the guts, the heart, the lungs, the stomach, everything. Put your hand in there and take everything out. And then after you do that, you get a piece of twig like this or a stick. And just like sewing back the slit that you make, you put your stick going through like this on the skin. And patch it back. And then if there's two ground squirrels, you tie the feet together. Okay, they're skinned and there's no guts. You tie the feet together and hang them like this in a rack. So two squirrels are hanging by their feet like this together. And then you get another piece of wood like this. After you hang them, okay, they're upside down now, head down and feet up. You get a stick like this and put a hole through the throat part while they're hanging upside down. And the